Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome back to part two of a discussion. Sport, is there a gender divide? What are the gender divides? I'm joined by the lads who host the wonderful Pit Stop podcast, Fabio Bocca and Jake Boys, and also by a bird called Lindsay, my wife.
Does it come down to different cultures as well? Like, like dancing?
Dancing's a good one, Lindsay, yeah.
Because, you know, I don't know what the stats are on it, but is there more, like... You know, there's quite a lot of Italians that dance, aren't they? Especially in, like, Strictly and stuff like that. What are you shaking your head for?
Because I know I just start perving on Graziano, the one with, like, the porno locks or something.
And Giovanni as well. And
both of them in the same video. What a lovely image. Is there a cultural thing with sport? For example, I take it with a name like Fabio Bocca, you've got Italian heritage.
Yeah.
So's Lindsay. And so in Italy, for example, it's almost like church... My mum, my football team, it's like almost
food,
a religious type
as
thing.
Well.
Food, yeah.
Yeah.
And culturally, so like cricket, not known anywhere outside the United Kingdom. What are the cultural aspects of sort of Britishness or Italianness that seem to lean towards different sports?
Yeah, again, rugby is massive in England, isn't it? And apart from New Zealand, where else do you see rugby?
Yeah.
Mm.
Again, I don't know because I don't really watch sport, but football was massive in Italy. My granddad was a big Arsenal fan, actually. It's just my dad and me who aren't really into sport. We always gravitated towards music instead. But definitely football for Italians.
So your family then, if you wanted to go into dancing and do that professionally, would it be frowned upon?
No, not at all. I don't think so. I hope not.
Lindsay's family, one has got a professional dancer. Lindsay's mum was a professional dancer. And there is a shortage of straight men that do dancing in this country. So if you want to, I know we're talking about sport here, but... Anyone who's tried to learn an American jive in a weekend, you won't be getting out of bed on the Monday, trust me.
Yeah.
It's a sport. But yeah, if you go to learn it, it's all girls and just two men. In fact, that Len Goodman, that old one who used to be on Strictly, that's why he went to dancing lessons, because it was just an absolute punani tsunami every Saturday.
Yeah, that same reason crosses back to, like, I think, like, women's football, though. And that's why, like, there isn't that many, like, girls or women that played as much, because it was never... an open accessibility where they could walk in and there'd be like 20 other girls wanting to do the same thing. Most young girls now that want to play under the age of like 13 have to play in a team with boys as well. They can't just have a girls team because there won't be enough of them. Like there isn't enough opportunity.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So ultimately that's probably the same with every sport, like wherever you're surrounded, whoever you're surrounded by, whatever you get pushed for, it's just opportunity really. I mean, it is definitely getting better for girls, but there'd need to be enough girls that want to do it to make a team. So it's kind of like a cross.
The fashionable phrase of the day is levelling up. How do we level up the pay in sport? Now, on the football side, I get it. You've got 200,000 people a week across two stadiums in Manchester watching the men. Obviously, the money's sloshing around. But with tennis, for example, it's the same size fucking Wimbledon, the same amount of tournaments, and yet the sponsorship and the money seems to slosh around more for the men across the board. Why do men get paid so much more for doing the same bloody thing?
Yeah, I guess a lot of it will just be sponsors, won't it? I mean, it's a bit shit to say, but these people, whoever has the most amount of followers or has the most people watching them, ultimately they're going to land the bigger deal. I mean, a lot of the time in tennis, they share the same sponsors, don't they? Because like Nike are massive, they sponsor a lot of the people. But I guess just individual endorsements and who gives the opportunity, you know?
It's across the board though, isn't it? Can you think of a sport really where... women earn more than men, unless it was netball.
Do you think it's because of most of the people who own these sports are blokes?
Probably.
Do you think that's the reason why? And they call the shots?
To be honest, I think in football it's fair because men do sell out the whole... If women sell out the whole arenas as well, then fair play. And there's so much money in the men's game, TV rights, sponsors, everything. Like, it kind of adds up. If women's football got big enough, I'd want them to have the same as well. But the money comes in from the outside, really.
Could we change that, Lindsay, by giving women's sports more airtime? I mean, every other aspect of culture we tweak at the moment, yeah? So, for example, in my world, comedy, we're increasing representation in the shows I make, including this podcast. Most of the time we're trying to increase representation in Evil Genius that I make, in the TV shows I make, artificially increase them beyond what the actual demographic of the country might be to help give people better representation and bring more equality in our society. Happens across the board in everything, boardrooms, banks, everywhere we're trying. But in sport, I mean, these are the stats. Up till 2009, I think 96% of the airtime was male sports and 2% was gender neutral and 1.6 was females. Well, that's a choice, isn't it? By the BBC, women pay their TV licenses as much as men. Why can't we show more females? Why, if you feed people more stuff, they become more accustomed to representation.
Well, that's it. What's on the TV the most is what people are going to, you know, get glued to. To be fair to Sky Sports, Sky Sports have done it well this year because they're showing all of the W Series, like they're showing all of the WSL, so the Women's Super League for football. So that Sky are actually showing like everything now that they didn't before. But ultimately, that needs to be covered in other sports because that's just two sports. You know, I think girls and women all around the world need to be able to see it, see other people doing it to be inspired to want to do it.
Yeah, I think it's more women standing forward. Russ, you know what I'm just thinking? Like,
oh, God, go on.
Isn't it funny how... Because I used to work at Man United ground when I was younger, so I used to, like, during when the game was on, we would finish serving so I can sort of pop my head out and watch the game. And it was, for someone that's not into football, like, it was amazing being in the stadium and the atmosphere and everything, and obviously all the swearing and everything going on. What is it about football that makes people really loud and swear, but then when you look at Wimbledon and everyone's like drinking champagne and they've got the strawberries and cream, like, is it a class situation? Like, why at tennis is it all strawberries and cream and champagne, you know, and everybody in the designer frocks posing? And why is it like football's really, what is it?
Fucking great question.
That's a good one.
There are plenty of other sports that have working class at followership that don't go off like football. How has it developed that culture?
It's weird, isn't it?
It would be very different to like every ground. Like, for example, Arsenal's very corporate. So I'd say it's quite a quiet stadium. Mostly season tickets, really rich people. Like, I wouldn't say it's like as laddie-laddie, but like you mentioned Millwall or like Palace or like West Ham. Now you're talking proper lads, beers, pubs, you know, swearing.
Yeah.
I think it is very different across the whole spectrum of what, you know, where the team is in the world or what their following is. But you are right. It would be hilarious if everyone at a Premier League game was drinking champagne and eating strawberries.
Yeah.
That's fucking Arsenal, isn't it?
But also, do you get judged if you... Because I remember having a conversation years ago with, I think, my brother, and he was like, he's got a season ticket. He'd be like, oh, where's he sat? Is it like the Stretford end at my new ground or something? I was like, oh, I said somewhere. And he's like, oh, shit, that, to sit there. You're like, you want to be sat in this end or you want to... So do you get judged if you're not sat in the right place, like location within the football ground? Is that a thing or not?
Yeah, I don't actually have a season ticket for Arsenal, but a lot of my mates have season tickets for Brighton. I think a lot of it just comes down to they all want to be sat together. So that judgment would come from the fact that they're probably not sat with them. So if they weren't sat with the rest of the group, they'd be like, your seats are shit. Like, you know, that would be more what it's about, I think.
Fabio, could I ask you about social media?
Yeah, go for it.
Do you think it's made us more, and feel free to expand it out of from sport, but starting from a sport perspective, it's made us more tribal? Because the original vision of social media was you can see more people, everyone gets their say, you can be a TV star in your own show. But what seems to be happening, whether you're looking at fucking Brexit, COVID, football, F1, is it seems to entrench tribalism and division more, and not necessarily in a good way. I wonder what your experience of social media is.
Yeah, 100%. I think because it's so much easier to talk to each other now, share information, than it was before. We see a lot of Formula One. People tend to support teams. Well, they always did. But now when you have people like Max Verstappen, world champion, I mean, he has like a whole gang of fans. And I guess like the Max Verstappen fans would be like the Millwall fans of the F1 club, do you know what I mean? So, and these people do sort of band together and they come together, and it is quite tribal, like you say. So yeah, social media has definitely had an impact on that for sure.
And what impact has it had on you as you've seen it grown over the last 10 years? Has it made you a happier person, do you think? I don't think it's made me happier. It's made me busier. It's made me more successful.
Yeah.
But it hasn't made me happier.
Well, there's the whole comparison thing, right? You know, you can compare your life to someone else online in terms of how they portray it online. But I think I'm happy. I love music, and music is so much more accessible now through social media and everything else. So for me, it's unbelievable.
I just think, though, if you were into sports person, it's got to make it worse. Because if you think about it, if you're a footballer or an F1 driver or whatever in the 80s, yeah, but it's just whatever's going around, what's in the Sun newspaper that day was enough for you to be fucking getting on with.
Yeah.
Well, let alone like someone called like Dave from Luton going, "You're a cunt and you shouldn't even be driving." Do you know what I mean? 100 times a day. It's got to be worse, surely.
It must be horrible. Like, see, because again, like when I used to work at the ground and I like would serve the players and stuff like that before they went to play, and they did like tours beforehand and like little kids got in, they would just be harassed completely. So this was probably before social media. So they had like the daily being approached by people, but now they're being approached in person, but also approached online as well. It must be really hard. Like, look at Wayne Rooney or Ronaldo. They're so famous, they can't do anything.
Yeah.
But not only is it in person, it's very intrusive, isn't it?
I guess with Wayne Rooney, at least his girlfriends are too old to DM him. That's one benefit.
He went there, he did it.
Can I call you on the landline, dear?
I heard you cooking that one up. I think it's a bit of both. I honestly think it's a bit of both. Like back in the day, you know, before social media and everything else, the drivers or the football players weren't as accessible. So like when you did see them in person, maybe like there were like packs of people. They were fucking vicious. Like, oh my God, it's Wayne Rooney. Fuck it. Let's chase after his car and throw it. Or, do you know what I mean? Stuff like that. I don't think that happens as much these days.
Throw Werther's originals at it.
Carmen's.
You dirty bastard. Here's a trip.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so what do you think? I mean, this is to all of us, but what do you think about the athletes becoming influencers more and more? I mean, back in the day, George Best would have fucking done a whiskey advert or a pair of sneakers advert and had his arm on an armchair. I'm not suggesting it's a new thing, but I'm just saying these days, is it a distraction when... I mean, I know some athletes more as influencers than as sport. I know there's someone who sells protein shakes gurning online. What do you think of that, Jake?
I think for most major sports with big coverage, it's become like a necessity to have a following, ultimately, to land the deals and be successful and be a worldwide name. And just quickly covering back onto what you said before, like, admittedly, it would be really hard getting all this hate if stuff goes wrong. But there's definitely a lot of sportsmen that love, or sportswomen that love social media. Because, you know, when they're doing something amazing, everyone loves them for it. Footballers love the fact people all around the world, people can watch their amazing goal being spread everywhere. You know, I reckon, like, it balances itself out, the highs and lows. But everyone does have to become some sort of name now. Otherwise, you just won't be as successful in that area. I mean, and to be honest, the followers will come even if you're not trying to get them. If you're doing something that's being seen by that many people, So I don't know whether everyone wants to be an influencer, or are they like, it just happens.
Do you think that social media has changed the way we look at sports people? Like, to put it bluntly, and this, as far as I can tell, is happening to men, not maybe not as much as women, that we sort of sexualize them more. Now, obviously, you're good looking sports people of the past, whatever, George Best to keep throwing up as an example. They were already like modeling and having their tops off and all that. But sort of every sports person now is assessed as like an object of how fit they are. So like Ronaldo, for example, is as long will be commenting about his hair and his torso as his game form. And for the poor old lionesses going out, you know, it's the first thing that was flying around on the internet for, look at her, yeah, my tackle and all
yeah.
that. And social media has ramped this up to 11, hasn't it? Because it's a visual, particularly Instagram, it's a visual medium. You're invited to judge someone based on how they look. I'm not on there watching Ronaldo do keepy uppies. I'm on there thinking, how can I get down to that body fat so Lindsay will think that I'm Ronaldo? That's what's going through my head.
I think that's with everything. I think everything's sexualized, isn't it?
Yeah, but if I'm a model or even a film star, that's part of why I'm in the world. If I'm fucking the number one curler for Scotland, I don't really want people going, oh, I wouldn't mind seeing under his sporran. Do you know what I mean?
You'd love it, Ross. Even you, like, we've listened to interviews of, like, Wayne Rooney saying, I just want to, like, play football. I don't want the fame. Like, and obviously he can't have one without the other with who he plays for. But, you know, it's a lot of people would want to do a job without having the fame attached to it.
A lot of people don't. I mean, if you look at Formula One, we live in an era where I can tell you what size diamond carrot Lewis Hamilton has in his ear, because I've probably dribbled over his lifestyle on my Instagram grid, pardon the pun, when I've no interest in the F1 grid. Do you know what I mean? It's sort of gone too far, don't you think, lads?
I think it's why sports and personalities and movie stars and everyone is just becoming so famous now. Because even if you love what they do, you genuinely start to just like be just as interested in the person. Like back in the day, you'd only be able to watch them play football or do this or do that. And that would be how you talk about them. But now you can judge what they had for breakfast, you know?
Isn't the danger that could eat into the sport and the focus and the quality of the sport? I think that's where I'm going.
Oh, it definitely does. Social media, especially in football, is definitely hindering performance. Like Man United, for example, they're absolutely shocking now. And the whole team...
Well,
like,
we're seeing it in the F1 paddock right now. Like, I don't know if you guys are aware, McLaren driver Daniel Ricciardo is having a pretty tough year. And to me, it seems pretty evident that he's having like some mental games that are going on. And I can only assume that's from social media, all the shit that he's been getting from everyone else online.
Yeah.
And then like his coach is going on other interviews and like his coach like slipped up and said like, oh, Daniel's not performing. Like imagine he just wakes up one day, goes on his phone and then sees a video of his coach on some random interview being like, he hasn't performed.
Team boss, was that Brown?
Yeah, word just spread so quick that I just think social media can be so toxic, but it also can be amazing. Like I love it.
That's the other aspect of it, the speed that it spreads at. So if you make a mistake in Formula One or something, or you do something like fall over as you're walking towards your car, that could be a GIF or a meme. It could be viewed millions of times before you're even on like the second day of a tournament or a race or something.
Yeah, no, it spreads like wildfire. Like there was a video of Sergio Perez when he won Monaco, and then he obviously got battered that night, and he was like coming down off his yacht in Monaco, pissed out of his head, and that video went so fucking viral. And it's probably not the video that Red Bull wanted to be out of him. Do you know what I mean?
But that's the video about that blew more up than the win.
Yeah, exactly.
And unless he's a serial killer, that is going to sit in his freaking head as he gets into the car.
Yeah.
It's going to mess with your head, just like it would mess with my head if I'm going to do a comedy set tonight and there's a comedy meme of me slipping over in Lidl and twisting my ankle. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be there.
Yeah, of course,
Talking about playing sport, do you play much? I mean, we know Lindsay doesn't. We know I don't do anything apart from dancing I don't mind, or stuff that I'm being told to do by Comic Relief.
Practice your booty claps.
My booty claps, I can do that. I wonder if, like, Fab or Jake, do you play any sport?
I play football, not as much as I used to. I used to play every weekend and like in the week as well. Now I just do like 5-a-side every now and again. I gave up with an 11-a-side. I just fell out of love with it, which is strange because I love the sport, but I just didn't love playing it anymore.
I didn't know if you like thrashed a Renault 5 down the A127 or something trying to beat the speed cameras.
That's me in the golf.
Doing the oil change really quickly like that. Fucking yes, mate, back in.
Oh, mate, you want to see me in a fucking garage, man. That petrol was in the car and out so quick, you wouldn't believe it.
Get the AdBlue. Put the AdBlue in at the same time.
I don't know. I don't really play sport. I used to do a bit of mountain biking, but again, that's not competitive. It's like everyone's trying to help each other get better.
Do you think it's attractive to a woman, like when you sit down on a date and she's like, right, what are you into? Everything's the same. And you're like, well, once a week I play blah, blah, blah sport. Is it an attractive quality?
I think it's a nice quality to have. Like,
yeah, you better ask the woman here instead.
What do I think? No, go on, Lindsay.
I don't know. I think we were trying to organise something in a few weeks on a weekend with my cousin. And I was like, oh, do you and Ryan want to come? And she's like, oh, I can't because Ryan's playing football. And it's like, oh, for God's sake, we're doing this like one thing that we won't be probably doing again. And she's like, no, we won't not do it. So I think it would bother me if my partner was like giving up other things just because he wanted to play football as like a bit of a hobby. I think it would annoy me. But then I don't know, it depends on the person really. Are they a cock or not? Like, if he's a nice person, then that would like balance itself out. Yeah, okay, he's got a hobby.
Does Russell do anything like that? Has he got anything that pisses you off where he's like, no, I can't come, babe, I'm fucking doing this?
We're running out of time. We can't go through this, you know, just no, he's...
Well, stand up. When I was single and I'd start dating a girl, she's like, I really like you. I find you really funny. When can we go out? When's your next Saturday? How's 2026 for you? Because I work you're going to have 4 Saturdays a year with me. Like partying on a Monday, I'm the boyfriend for you.
Like, Ross won't compromise. Like, yeah, Ross misses out on so much because of, you know, he'll take gigs.
My birthday this week, I got a gig. We arranged the whole thing down south. A person's put like a mini festival on in her garden for the kids type thing, you know, like with loads of entertainment. And I pick up a show for the next day, meaning I can't drink that day because I don't want to feel hungover, meaning I've got to get up early, meaning I've got to go. That is standard practice. Holidays all the time, we just cancelled another holiday. So I pick up a gig right in the middle of it.
But then it still worked for you. Like, I wonder if the dynamic would be different if you were doing, you know, fucking like 20 people down the fucking Greyhound on a Friday night. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but Russ will do stuff like that, and people will look at Russell and be like, oh, he's so lucky to be where he is. But they don't see all the sacrifices that he makes to get where he is, because he sacrifices so much. But the one thing that Russ does is he will, you know, not compromise, he will do the gym. And I encourage that, because if he's in a bad mood, it's because he's not been to the gym. And, you know, once he's gone to the gym, he comes out a better person. He comes out happier. So I'm all for that. You go and drain that energy. It's fine.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know how it's going to have to be drained.
All right. All right.
It's the love of man. What about a girl? You're on a first date, lads. Really into each other. Your type on paper and off. And she's like, yeah, but just to let you know, I do volleyball. I do it twice a week. I never miss it. Is it an attractive quality? Is it interesting? Is it neutral? I think, like, women wouldn't really know how men would answer this question. I'm just thinking, if I'm completely honest, if I sit down with a girl and everything's great, but she's really heavily into sports, I think I'd be like, oh, fuck, that sounds well annoying.
Because then you'd have to go and watch her occasionally as well to support her.
Exactly.
I would like it, I think. For someone who doesn't really care about sport, I think I would quite enjoy that because it shows commitment.
True.
For me, it would, like, depend whether I liked that sport or was interested, really.
Okay, let's say it's a sport you're not interested in. Let's say she lacrosses the fuck out of it.
I'm not fucking watching that. I'm not. Honestly, I wouldn't watch
any
of
that.
But
what about if you just want to, like, veg out and watch Love Island together and she's like, you know the rules. I'm sorry, you know the rules, Jake. It's lacrosse night on Wednesday. It's going to start to become a problem.
She'd have to be fucking hot.
Yeah.
Right, we're out of time. Thank you very much. Absolutely fascinating chat. That is full time. No injuries. Thank you very much for joining me, Fabio Bocca and Jake Boys. If you've come here as fans of either Lindsay Kane, my wife, or indeed the host of the Pit Stop podcast, why don't you hang around? Hit subscribe. Subscribe to this podcast. Leave a review. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars. But you can't sub me off. I'm a permanent fixture. I'm a captain and I'm the forward. I've been Russell Kane. Join me again next time. Goodbye, full time.
Smashed it.
Let's go.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.